hosted by China's National Development and Reform Commission and the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S.-China Energy Efficiency Forum is part of an action plan under the U.S.-China framework for the 10-year cooperation on energy and environment. Speaking at the forum, an official from U.S. Department of Energy, Daniel Simmons, said China and the U.S. share great prospects in energy cooperation.
Our countries are the world's two largest energy consumers. Worldwide, energy consumption is expected to continue rising through most of the 21st century. To meet our future energy demand, we have the opportunity to drive economic growth and create new industries, save consumers money, and reduce pollution.
China and the U.S. are the world's largest economies, with the two accounting for 37% and 40% of the world's total economic output and energy consumption, respectively. According to National Development and Reform Commission official Ren Shuben, the two large energy consumers also share common goals in conserving energy and improving energy efficiency and should tap into each other's strength.
美国在节能环保产业方面有先进的技术。
The U.S. has advanced technology in energy conservation and environmental protection, while China has a huge market. We hope China and the U.S. can tap into our strength and promote cooperation between enterprises and research institutions. We should also strengthen the trade and economic cooperation in energy conservation, equipment, products, and related services.
Ren added that the related cooperation between China and the U.S. has already set a model, with the forum witnessing the signing of 21 projects. Cummins is the world's largest independent engine producer. At the forum, the company signed a memorandum with China's Beijing Foton Motor Company with plans to develop green power in smart trucks.Cummins Vice President Stephen Chapman said their joint venture with Foton proved to be profitable for both sides, which convinced them of the potential for further cooperation.
I would say we strongly support collaboration between the U.S. and China. It's it's critical to the future of the world, you know, not just economically, but politically. And I think there are so many strong ties between the U.S. and China.
Commenting on U.S. government moves on Sino-U.S. economic and trade ties, Foton's deputy manager Gong Yuechong said they shared the same stance with their U.S. partners.
All I have heard from our U.S. partners are positive remarks. They even plan to communicate with their government. So in this regard, I believe we and our partners share the same stance, and we wish U.S. government can be realistic and think for the longer term.
For CRI, I'm Guan Chao.